thank you for attending the Cameo Kiva collaboration launch. It's a statewide collaboration to increase microlending in the state of California. And thanks to the three participating organizations, Fresno CDFI, Pacific Asian Consortium in Employment, and Working Solutions. With that, we're going to start with Claudia Veek. She's the CEO of Cameo, California Association for Microenterprise Opportunity.
Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be here to celebrate this wonderful partnership that we have with Kiva that's bringing 0% interest capital into communities that are just not being served by banks. The entrepreneurs that our members are working with really represent that entrepreneurial potential in our communities. People who have been laid off, people who just see employment as their as the way for them to contribute to their own families in a sustainable way. And we're really seeing the jobs created from this trend of self-employment. And we know that what small businesses need to grow is small amounts of capital and a lot of good technical business technical assistance, which the Cameo member lenders do provide. So there's this great marriage of capital and capacity and entrepreneurial talent.
Thank you, Claudia. And now we're going to turn to Premal Shah. He's the co-founder and president of Kiva. And Premal's going to talk about why small business lending is important.
Well, you know, we couldn't be more excited about the Cameo Kiva partnership that's launching today because, as Claudia mentioned, you know, it's a series of inputs that is going to allow us to get our economy back on track. We think about small businesses who, over the last 20 years, have created two-thirds of employment or of all jobs in the U.S. We know that small businesses, 7 out of 10 of them who apply for loans from banks get declined. And finally, amongst the top three barriers is access to capital. But as Claudia pointed out, in addition to capital, there's business training, education, a series of things that can really help entrepreneurs or self-employed entrepreneurs really get ahead and create those jobs that we so desperately need. And so the innovation today that we're launching is allowing anyone with a 25 with a credit card and an internet connection to surf through Kiva's website and find businesses in California from the Cameo network that basically are looking for small loans, maybe $5,000, $10,000, and then in a $25 increment, you can lend money in a few simple clicks using your PayPal account to these small businesses. And what gets me really excited is more than just being able to allow anyone to lend money to small businesses here in California, is these lenders online can also become their customers and their brand advocates. So in an age where small businesses increasingly are trying to get out the word through sites like Yelp and Twitter, you know, if 400 people chip in $25 for a $10,000 loan to a restaurant in Fresno, it's an opportunity for those 400 people to also visit that restaurant, to also recommend that restaurant, and to really grow that business's sales. So it's in addition to capital and capacity, I think there's community. And if we all work together in small ways, these entrepreneurs are going to have an even better shot at being successful and having lasting positive ripple effects here in California and around the world.
Thank you, Premal. Now we're going to talk to each of the organizational leaders, the lending organizations that are making loans and their Cameo members that are participating in this collaboration. First, we're going to hear from Kerry Doy, the president and CEO of Pacific Asian Consortium in Employment, located in Los Angeles.
Thank you very much, and because I have the tendency to go on and on with the limited amount of time that we have, we have prepared remarks in writing, and so if you don't mind, I will read those remarks and try to keep it as concise as possible. Base is proud to be one of the first intermediaries in the United States to work with Kiva and Cameo to attract funding for small and micro businesses in low-income communities. Working with Kiva has increased our ability to provide critical financing to entrepreneurs that have no access to capital they need. Kiva loans fill an important need for funding that our ethnic minority, immigrant, refugee, and asylee clients require to be successful. PACE also provides a broad range of technical assistance, including both short workshops and more extensive classroom training, one-on-one counseling, mentoring, and networking opportunities. PACE's first Kiva client was a storefront community law office in East L.A. After receiving her law degree, Mercedes chose to return to her roots and open a law office to provide low-cost legal services for low-income community residents. Services provided include discrimination, domestic violence, and immigration services. Through Kiva, PACE was able to lend $10,000 to help her purchase computers for volunteers to use and to hire a new employee, expanding the number of clients served. Through Kiva, PACE has funded one additional loan for $10,000 and has a pipeline of additional entrepreneurs. Since PACE's founding in 1976, PACE has provided services to more than 800,000 low-income residents of L.A. PACE programs enable low-income individuals and families to acquire the skills and knowledge to enable them to take charge of their lives and become economically self-sufficient. PACE's partnership with Kiva and Cameo truly does provide loans that will change lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Kerry. Next, we're going to hear in alphabetical order of last name of the leaders we didn't have any order to it. We're going to have Emily Gassner. She's the Executive Director of Working Solutions, and she's also a board member of Cameo.
Thank you, Heidi. There is such a huge need for the Kiva program here in the San Francisco Bay Area where Working Solutions operates. There's a need for affordable access to small amounts of capital from $5,000 to $10,000 for entrepreneurs, and particularly for the low-income individuals who we work with. We hear from business owners each and every day that they dream of being an entrepreneur, but they lack the capital, and they keep hearing no from the banks, and they are not able to access a bank loan. We work with a variety of different kinds of businesses, from cafes and restaurants to specialty food products and service-based businesses, and they all really need that affordable access to capital that the Kiva program provides. Our goals are really twofold. We want to expand our lending to be able to reach out to more entrepreneurs and support more local entrepreneurs. And secondly, to make the general public more aware about how they can invest in small and micro businesses in their own backyards. And Working Solutions is pretty unique because we combine the capital from the Kiva program with 5 years of education, mentoring, support, and advising for every business. So we really are with the business over the long term and helping them to create jobs and to be successful, viable businesses. So we're really excited about this Kiva partnership.
Thank you, Emily. And then we have Salam Nalia. He's the CEO of Fresno Community Development Financial Institution, and he is also a Cameo board member.
Thank you, Heidi. Fresno is a relatively small community, and the demand for these loans are far in excess of what's available out there. And what we've been doing microloans now for about 15, 16 years since the mid-90s, essentially for refugees and asylees, and mostly from Cambodia and Hmong folks. And the need for the capital for small micro enterprise person is immense in this area. So we started a couple of loans already. We funded those, financed those, including a candy store and a swimming pool person. And they were picked up within like 48 hours. The swimming pool person is very interesting. He's an immigrant from Armenia, lost his job here, and came to us asking for just $2,000. And that was to help him buy some equipment, buy some swimming pool, I guess some chemicals to basically be a pool cleaner. And that was funded, and like it says, in 48 hours, including funds from Armenia, because they saw it on Kiva's website, and they thought this was great, and they funded it. My personal experience, I was involved in Kiva. My children have been giving me birthday gifts for the last many years. It's $25 investments, each one of my kids. The first one was for a person in Africa to buy a cow. That's how we all started, in fact, in my family, for Kiva funding. Our main thing we get from Kiva, besides obviously the funding, is the expansion. It's the publicity. People get to know about it. We know there's a need in the area for cottage, for microenterprises, and I personally think it's a great thing for us to do. And what I would love to do is to invite Primal Shah to come down and be our guest one of these days and see what we are doing here. Thank you.
I'd love to.
And that's a great story, Salam, of your family's involvement in Kiva and how it touches you personally. And we're going to have our last guest speak. Her name is Tanitra Flanoff. She is the owner of Southern California Fine Music Center. Tanitra, you want to take it away?
Hi. Thank you. I'm really excited about getting a loan from Kiva. I have been a music educator for several years. I just got my doctorate degree in music in December. And when I came here to California, I'm from Alaska. When I came here to California, I started to see how there are lots of gaps in access to music education, especially for communities of color and low-income communities. And then the access that they had was not very high quality. So that's when I decided that I wanted to be that bridge between high-quality music education and the communities here in Southern California who are not getting that access. So the Kiva loan is helping me expand to having a location as well. I've been working with after-school programs in the city of Inglewood, but now I also have a location so that I can start serving even from infants up through senior citizens. So I'm very excited about what's coming up next.
Great. Thank you, Tanitra. I do want to let everybody know that a couple of the loans that were posted late last night are up on the launch. Mario's loan is already funded at 66%, and Moy's loan is funded at 37%. I want to thank everybody for participating. Have a great day.